You're listening to SBS News.
Italy's usual bustling streets have fallen quiet as locals stay indoors to combat the spread of coronavirus. The country has already recorded more than 500 deaths, and Europe has enforced travel bans because of Italy's outbreak. European Council President Charles Michel is pushing for cooperation between member states.
We stressed the need for a joint European approach and a close coordination with the European Commission. Health ministers and interior ministers should consult daily to ensure proper coordination and aim for common European guidance.
Malta has ordered no travel is allowed to and from Italy, while Austria and Serbia won't permit arrivals from Italy. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz says arrangements are being made to bring all Austrians based in Italy home.
Our highest priority is to prevent the introduction of the virus into our society. Therefore, there will be a travel ban for people coming out of Italy, except for persons in possession of a medical certificate.
Californian tourist Lenita Algea is visiting Italy, and she couldn't have an evening meal after the Italian government ordered restaurants to close at dusk.
No place to eat now. You know, they had the news on yesterday, but it was all in Italian. I had to turn to English news, but didn't tell me that restaurants were closing at 6. So, no food.
North Macedonia has suspended schools and universities from operating for 2 weeks. Its government has also encouraged one parent to stay at home and care for children on a fortnight of full pay. Serbia has announced school closures and stricter travel controls. As Europe imposes more restrictions, UK authorities are reassuring Brits to continue to work, travel and socialise as per normal. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan says the city's public transport system has been thoroughly cleaned.
The advice we have from Public Health England is it's safe to use public transport at the moment. No reason at all to change your travel habits. Actually, the London public transport is one of the cleanest in the world. What we're doing, though, is enhancing even more our cleaning regimes. So what we're using now is the sort of fluids you see being used at hospitals.
US President Donald Trump is also feeling confident amid the uncertainty, stating he hasn't been tested for COVID-19. That's despite two Republicans being exposed to coronavirus at a conference and then coming into contact with President Trump.
Well, I don't think it's a big deal. I would do it. I don't feel that any reason. I feel extremely good. I feel very good. But I guess it's not a big deal to get tested, and it's something I would do. But again, spoke to the White House doctor, terrific guy, talented guy. He said he sees no reason to do it. There's no symptoms, no anything.
But the Pentagon has confirmed three personnel on active duty have COVID-19, including a civil servant and a contractor. The Democratic Republic of Congo has also confirmed its first coronavirus case. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.